Yes, indeed, and we are very much enjoying entering into this communion of lives with you here in all of the ways that we are doing so, and we are finding ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with you as well. And so here is where we begin. I know that I am always at the right place and the right time with the right people and in the right situation. And this certainly applies to my very delicious, significant relationship. I notice how much I love being in this relationship. It has been one of the easiest things that I have ever experienced in my life. It feels as though we always knew this was going to happen. I wouldn't say that it was fated or destined, but what I would say is that the deliciousness of this relationship seems quite obvious even from the very beginning of when first we met. It was just about the easiest thing that I have ever fallen into. Entering into this relationship was more like falling backwards into a big, huge feather bed. And indeed, some of what I have noticed that I have finally let go of is the belief that I had to struggle or work hard in order to prove the value of what it is that I'm experiencing here in this amazing, delicious relationship. I have a commitment in this relationship that it is not to him, it is to me. I am committed to all of the joy that I can possibly find. I am committed to all of the love that I can possibly feel. I am committed to all of the expansion that this relationship affords. But most of all, I am committed to staying right where I am, right in the moment. Whereas before, I would have taken a relationship like this and made it all about what was going to happen next instead of what was happening now. And I lost a lot of opportunities for the love that I had always wanted. But knowing that nothing is actually really lost and that those opportunities were just delayed, I now am committed to being here now in this amazing relationship. When we dance the dance of our interactions, it is so sweet. Even the parts that are thorny from time to time, even those are sweet because the contrast that arises gives birth to such great, wonderful new ways of interacting with someone, with my beloved, with my dear, dear friend, in ways that I never thought were possible before. I used to believe that I had to really make it happen, really work through it, and really struggle into understanding that maybe I wasn't as badly broken as I thought, and maybe he wasn't quite as badly broken as I thought, and that maybe together we could somehow or another struggle and make it through if we could just get through one more day together. Those days seem very, very, very far away to me now. I remember feeling that way, and I remember thinking those thoughts. But now when I look at those memories, I really do smile to myself because I can really see how incredibly narrow they were in their scope and in their vision. And that is something that is extremely obvious to me from where I sit, and I am very much in love with all of the ways that this has worked out. I appreciate, beyond appreciation, all of the ways in which I am expanding my view of not only who I am, but who other people are, through the deliciousness of this powerful relationship. In this relationship, we have so much fun with each other, and we find ways to connect that I never thought would be possible. And that is extending out to all of my other relationships. So the breadth and the width and the depth of this relationship is a gift that continuously gives in all sorts of places. But the gift is a gift that I've given to myself. I have chosen, and I am so grateful and so much appreciating the fact that I made this choice and continue to make this choice. I've chosen to reach for the expanded version of who I am here in this relationship. I'm not trying to hide myself behind the name or the style or the format or the ways in which we are supposed to be connected according to our culture. I set myself free. And so I'm free, and I am so in love with this very delicious fact. I am free to be myself in this relationship, and I do not have to posture or hide or stylize myself to be someone that I'm not. Once I decided that that was the case, it was amazing how much easier this wonderful, delicious relationship became. I was no longer hiding myself, and I began to realize that that was the gift, me, in all of the uniqueness and all of the diversity that I bring, that was the gift that I was bringing to this relationship, myself. I appreciate all that we are creating together, and I appreciate him for who he is. When I look in his eyes and I hold his hand, I certainly feel the electricity of our strong attraction for each other. No matter what we're doing, no matter what is going on, when I reach out and touch him, or when he reaches out and touches me, I very much enjoy the physicality of that experience. I enjoy the slight shock that that brings, the charge, and it's really delicious. But when I look in his eyes, I know that what I'm seeing is not just his physical form, but it's as if, even with my own eyes, although I don't try to do this, but there are times when I get a very clear idea of what he really looks like beyond his physical form. And certainly when I close my eyes and I imagine who he really is as source energy manifested into physical form right here, right in front of me, that feeling is beyond any feeling that I have ever had before. And that feeling doesn't just stop with him. Because I now am open and looking for who he is beyond what I see him to be, I'm doing that with all sorts of people. It's as though, and I'm very, very, very much in love with this, I have trained my vibration to look for what is really happening beyond what I see with my own two eyes. I like what I see with my own two eyes. Let me be quite clear about that, and I am quite appreciating what I see, because it is a very, very wonderful thing to wake up in the morning and to turn over and to see him there next to me. But I also love it when I close my eyes and I look beyond what my physical vision can show me, and I look with my inner eye and I see him as source energy sees him, which means, of course, that I see myself as Source Energy sees me, and I see everyone else as Source Energy sees them. The clarity that we are connected in this way is the juiciest thing that I think I have ever experienced in my life. I love how easy it is for us to be together. I love how much fun we have going here and going there and doing this and doing that. Doing a lot of nothing or doing a lot of something, it doesn't really matter. I love how we are connected in all sorts of really unique ways that we're constantly finding out more and more about, or at least I am. I love how easy it is to be together, no matter what we're doing or where we're going or who we're with. I love how simple it is to just be able to reach over and with a touch or a glance be able to communicate quite a bit, but also know that the words that I'm speaking are being received by him and that the words that he is speaking are being received by me. And I'm always looking for the most positive interpretation of everything that I observe him doing or saying, or even what I think he's thinking. What I really love is that because I'm always reaching for that expanded version of me in his presence, I see the expanded version of him more and more and more. It's okay if he doesn't. It's okay if he's not on the same track that I'm on here. I didn't come here because I wanted to be in a relationship necessarily with someone who would do exactly what I was doing. I'm in this relationship for the deliciousness of it. And a lot of that deliciousness is, yes, indeed, the ways in which we are connected and the ways in which things appear to be the same. And that's wonderful. But we're also in relationship with each other for the diversity and the uniqueness of the experience. There is a deep and abiding joy that I am touching more and more and more as I am in relationship with him. I am constantly in awe and constantly appreciating all of the ways in which I'm able to experience joy in his presence. Not because I need to or because I'm supposed to, as though that were some formula or some indication of how much we really love each other. Because that doesn't even enter into the conversation. That doesn't even enter into my mind anymore, not the way that it used to, like the movie said or like the book said. What I realize now is that we are connected by love, and that is exactly the case. And that has always been the case, even long before we knew each other. But that is the case with everyone that I know. I am connected to them through the love of all that is. That's the glue that holds us together. But I happen to also like this man quite a bit. I like him a lot. I like what he looks like. I like what I feel like when I'm around him. I like the places that we go, both when we are out and about, but also the inner places that we go that we discover about each other when it's just the two of us. I love the fluidity of our relationship and how easy it is to be right where we are. It's not a big deal, no matter what's going on. And even when it is a big deal, it's not a big deal. Even when it seems like it's really important, it's not that important. There's an ease in this relationship that I never thought I would ever have with anyone. There is a simplicity to this relationship that constantly astonishes me. And I very much am in love with me more than I have ever been in my entire life. And I'm noticing how that translates out to all sorts of people. I see how much I adore them and how much I find them to be delicious because I have practiced doing this with my wonderful, dearly, deliciously wonderful, I just can't think of enough adjectives to describe them, my beloved. When we are together and we are enjoying all of the aspects of our relationship, it's all really, really good. whatever we're cooking up, whatever it is that we're conspiring together to bring forth in all of the ways that feel very delicious to us, it's all really, really, really good. It's really easy to get to, and we have a great time doing it together. So whether we're in the kitchen, or whether we're in the living room, or whether we're in the bedroom, all rolled up together in the sheets, it doesn't really matter. What we are experiencing is always more of who we are. What I am always experiencing is more of who I really am. And I see that reflected back to me through this amazing man. I am so much in love with me because I am so much in love with him. And the love that connects us is not something that I ever have to really reach for. It's something that is always there. It's under my feet, it's above my head, it surrounds me, it enfolds me. And the same is true for him. It is everywhere and it is nowhere at the same time. We are so connected through this love. But more importantly, because that connection is eternal, it does not ever go away. We are more and more aware of it, and I certainly am more and more aware of it in every moment of every day, and I am so much in love and so very much appreciating all that I'm noticing, all that I'm experiencing, and all that I'm calling forth through this magnificent, delicious, significant relationship. And as good as it is right now, and it is really, really, really good, I know that it's going to be getting even better and better and better from here. And so, once again, we found ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with you in all of the ways that we are doing so here today. And as always, we look forward to the next time that we are able to connect with you. And until that very delicious time, we do bid you a very fond farewell.